Hoosier in the Old West, Sam Bass, on This Moment of Indiana History, presented by the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information about public radio and public television in Indiana is available at ipbs.org. While John Dillinger might be Indiana's most notorious gangster, and the Reno Gang of Seymour credited with the first train robbery, a different Hoosier miscreant left an impressive footprint on American folklore. Before astronaut Gus Grissom put Mitchell on the map, the small town's best-known son was undoubtedly Sam Bass. What most people know of the legendary outlaw and his origins comes from a classic cowboy song, The Ballad of Sam Bass. As the song begins, Sam Bass was born in Indiana, in 1851 to be precise, on a farm near Mitchell. One of 10 children, he headed out west at the age of 18. From racing horses, hauling freight, and managing a mine, he graduated to robbing stagecoaches and trains. In 1877, Bass and five partners held up a Union Pacific train full of freshly minted gold coins in Big Springs, Nebraska, and made off with $60,000 worth. Rumors persisted that Bass gave the coins away like a Latter-day Robin Hood or buried them in Lawrence County on one of his surreptitious homecomings. Before long, the Bass gang came into the sights of the Texas Rangers, desperate to restore law and order in post-Reconstruction Texas. Double-crossed by a one-time associate, Sam Bass came to an untimely end on his 27th birthday in a massive shootout in Round Rock, Texas. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.